See, weird niggas, I mean, no, you don't want them on the plantation or nothing. And see, it ain't nothing more weirder than a black person on his own wavelength. Got his own way of thinking. Doesn't fit in nowhere. What we might call loosely, kind of in his own world. Man, the things that you think he'll react to, he don't react at all. And he come up with some strange things when he starts talking. It's out of nowhere. And very seldom talks about anything unless it pertains to something. That's a weird nigga. You can say anything around him. He just listens and looks at you. Sometimes looks like he's looking through you. So back on the plantation days, they got rid of him. They sold him down the river on the next shipment. They put him off on some other plantation owner. Said, well, why did you sell him? You know, I don't know. I just got a bad feeling about him. Said, well, what does he do? He does what the other niggas do. He does what he's told. But it's something strange about him, you know. He's not laughing. He ain't playing the tambourine, you know. He didn't get mad and cry, you know, when I talked to him like I did. He just looks at me like he's looking in another world. Last year I had three of them like that. I got rid of all of them.